And in studio with me today, we have Maureen McCree, who is a health promotive manager with the Department of Health. And they give clients basic information about health so they can understand why they should choose to change their behavior to live a healthy lifestyle. She'll be talking about World Diabetes Day on the 14th of November and how nutrition and diabetes are linked. So, Maureen McCree, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Jesse.
The first question is, what does your job of health promotion manager involve?
Well, it's actually a very exciting job. I look after health promotion in the province, and there are health promoters in most of the clinics. So if ever you go to a clinic, you can ask for the health promoter. So I support them, I train them, and I'm producing a lot of materials at the moment, like pamphlets and posters and flip charts, so that they can educate people to be healthy.
How long have you done that?
Oh, about 5 or 6 years, I think.
In the intro, I mentioned that you give basic health information. What are the common health tips that people do not know?
I think people do not realize how unhealthy it is to be overweight. We all need to know what our healthy weight should be, and the health staff at the clinic can help you work that out. People don't always realize how important it is to wash their hands with soap and water, especially after going to the toilet and before touching babies. And people need to know their numbers. They need to know what their blood pressure is, their cholesterol, and of course diabetes, which is why we are talking today.
Can you please explain what is World Diabetes Day?
World Diabetes Day on the 14th of November is remembered across the world. It is the one day where we really focus everybody's attention on diabetes to be tested and to manage it. Because if you don't manage it properly, people do go blind and there are amputations later in life. So we need everybody, such as yourselves, radio stations, newspapers, social media, to pick up on this.
Can you please explain what is diabetes?
Right, it is a little bit complicated, I must admit, but one of the organs in the body is called the pancreas. Now, the pancreas's job is to make insulin. Now, in some people, it makes too little insulin or it makes no insulin. Now, insulin are the keys that unlock the door of the cells. The sugar is in the blood, and the insulin unlocks the little doors of the cells, and the sugar can go into the cells, and that gives us energy. So if the insulin is not there, it cannot unlock the little door of the cell, and the sugar stays in the blood and not in the cells.
Okay. Is diabetes only for adults, or can children get it as well?
Children can get diabetes. It's usually type 1, where their body does not make any insulin at all. And normally a person can pick that up. The child is terribly thirsty. I mean, really, really thirsty. Can also be very pale, and the bruises just don't heal when they bump themselves. For adults, it's usually type 2 diabetes, and that is called diseases of lifestyle. It's when people are unfit, they're overweight, they're eating bad food, and it's a disease of lifestyle. Yeah.
What are easy changes children can make to their lifestyles to be healthier?
It's actually very easy. It's just being more physically active. You know, go and wash the dog or wash the car or go for a walk or play soccer with the guys next door. Eating healthy food. You know, having a burger over the weekend is okay. It's a treat. Having a burger every day is just looking for being fat and overweight. So looking and trying to think healthy food, 5 fruit and vegetables a day, drinking water instead of cool drink. Fizzy cool drinks have got lots of sugar. So once again, if you have it over the weekend as a treat, but having Coca-Cola and fizzy cool drinks every day, that's just looking for trouble. So knowing your healthy weight. If you're supposed to weigh 60 kilos, they've worked that out, and you weigh 80, oh dear, then you are really in trouble. And then eating less sugar and less salt, and that fatty food, that is just not healthy for anybody.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I think some of the symptoms, I mean, how do you know if you're thinking you've got diabetes? If you've got somebody in your family that has got diabetes, then you must be very suspicious that you might also have it. And the only way to find out if you've got it is to go for what they call a diabetes test or a sugar test at least once a year. It's a tiny little drop of blood which they take and they put into a machine. Within a minute or two, you know whether you've got diabetes or not. Also, if you're very thirsty and you run to the toilet a lot and you've got cuts that don't heal and you're tired all the time, then that would be a good idea to go and have a diabetes or sugar test. And I actually challenge everybody who's listening that before the end of November, you go and have your sugar or diabetes test to make sure that you're okay.
Thank you. Well, thanks for joining us, Maria. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did.
Thank you, Jessie.